they were greater than him, when he was greater than them. What does that mean? Inu adifamine, they were greater than him. The inu neviya viyu lai neviya, they were neviyim, and Nechemi was not a navi. But viyu adifminayu diyu choza, viyinu lechoza, he saw and they did not see. In other words, even though Nechemi, even though Zechariah, Chagai, and Malachi were neviyim, and Daniel was not a navi, but still, this one Mara Daniel saw, and they did not see it. So what's the question? Since they did not see it in my time of Ivis, how come they got scared? Even though they themselves did not see it, but midim nazlaya chozi, the mazel, the sar, the mazel saw it. And Omer Avinu Avinah said, Shmamin, from here, Hai man de mavis, somebody gets scared, even though he doesn't see why he's scared, but you should know, mazle chozei, your mazel does see. And my tekante, how could you fix yourself up? Linshev miduch teyarba gamidi, let him jump from his place, 4 amas, let him move back, 4 amas. Inam yurels likri krishma, let him say krishma. Vikoi bimokam atnufais, if he's staying in a bad place, dirty place, that he can't say krishma there. So Leimach went like this. Is a devei tapcha shemeni minoi, like the goats by the butchers are fatter than me. In other words, leave me alone and go after those goats. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding now to have tzaddik dalet amud aleph, around 5 lines, 6 lines down. The Mara Dashan is a pasuk in Yeshayahu that it says lemarbe hamisro. Like the more Amab Hamisra, the more governors, the more rulers you have, there's no end to the peace. So the Mora says, Omer Rabbi Tanchim, Tanchim Dashins, that Dorash Ba Kapora Vitzipori, Ba Kapora Dashin Vitzipori, Mifnei Ma Kol Mem Shebiem Tzateva, usually every word, if there is a mem in the middle of the word, Psuach, it's an open mem. And only where is the close, the mem is closed at the end of the word. Here in this word, lamarbe, this first mem, amarbe, sosum, it's a closed mem. How come here it's closed? So the answer is, because the bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasos Chizkiyo Mashiach. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now saw fit that Chizkiyo HaMelech, he should be the Mashiach. The Sancheirev Goygu Mogag, and the enemy of Klai Yisrael, Sancheirev, he should be called the Mechemes, they should be Goyg Magog. In other words, it's ready for Mashiach to come now. But right away, Omra Midas Adin Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Midas Adin, the Midas of Judgment, said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ma David Melech Yisrael, Madich by David Melech Yisrael, Shoma Kama Shivas Vishes Brachus Lefanecha. He said the whole Sefer Tehillim. He said so many praises. Shivas Vishes Brachus in front of you. Still, lo yasisa Mashiach, you did not make him the Mashiach. And so Chizkiyo, Shosisa Lekol HaNisim Alolu, that you did such special Nisim to Chizkiyo, privately. Lo yamashu Lefanecha, he did not say Shiva back to you. Or at least the Pshat is, he did not say Shiva the way he was supposed to. He does not say as much Shiva as Dovra Melech said. Rashi explains, what is all this Nisim? Rashi says, Shenitzom Misancheruv, he was first of all saved from Sancheruv, and secondly, Vinisrapa Micholyev, he was sick, his Navi said he was going to die, and he was healed. So he should have sang much more Shiva Shizbach, Sakharash Bach, than Dovra Melech. So since he did not sing enough to Hashem, that's why the Midas Adin is saying that's not fit that he should be the Mashiach. So Moshe says, so therefore, Lekach, therefore, Nistam, therefore this mem was closed, like right away, because Baruch Hu kept quiet, and he did not make Chizkiyo the Mashiach. Miyad, that's why in this word of Lamarbe, the mem is also closed. So Moshe says, right away, Miyad, right away, Poschoritz, the earth itself opened up its mouth, for Yom Lefonav and set in front of Ribbono Shel Olam, set to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ani Oimeres Lefonecha Shira. We will say Shira to you, Tachat Tzadik Zeh, instead of the Tzadik, instead of Chizkiyo. For you are so Mashiach, but still make a Mashiach. And the Pshat could be, the Pshat is, what does it mean the earth will sing? The Pshat is from the great wonders, from the great nature of this world, you come to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They sing out the godless of the Kodesh Baruch Hu just by looking and understanding this world. Mechat by Yemesha Mashiach, there'll be so many nisim that we coming out from the world itself that you'll be able to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So they said, like, we ourselves will sing to you that people will see you a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So let Tzidkiyahu be the Melech, let him be the Mashiach. And Poschav Yom Shira, they opened up the mouth, the Oritz, and they said Shira Lefon in front of Hashem. Shinem the Poschav says in Shayo, Mikenaf Oritz Zemiras Shemanu, like from the ends of the world we heard singing, Tzavila Tzadik, like the desires of the Tzadik, the praises of the Tzadik. So the Oritz said Shira. So Omar Sar Elm Lefonov, the Sar of the world, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Tzivyonai also a tzaddik, like they're doing praises for a tzaddik. Rashi says, Shar Olam means like the Malach Shekol Olam Mosa B'yodai. He's the head, the charge of all the Malachim. So Shemana Tzvila, Tzavah says, Shar Olam Shom Asay Tzivyon L'sha Tzaddik. Like you said, they sang and they gave praises to the tzaddik. So Yotz Baskel came out, the Yomer, and said, Rosalie, Rosalie, the secret is to me, the secret is to me. As Rosh Baruch said, listen, it's up to me, I'm not going to tell you when I'm going to bring the Mashiach, when the case will be. Omar Novice, and Novi said, it's all part of the Pesach, only Ad Mosa, like Oyvei, how long will we have to wait until we'll have the Mashiach? So Yotza Baskel V'Yomer, Baskel came out and said, V'Yomer, Boidim Bogodu, Uvege the Boidim Bogodu. A treachery things have to be done over and over again. What does that mean to say? For your my rova, the tamer of Yitzchok, adiyosu bezuzay, bezuzay, bezuzay. That there are plenty of more enemies that have to come against Klal Yisrael. They have to, some say, goes on a dollar malchius, but there's plenty of more to happen before Mashiach could come. Then the pasuk in Sheol says, Masa Duma, the carrying of Duma, a lie kaira, it was read to me, Misei from Seir. He said like this, Shomer ma milaylo, the watchman was going to be from night. Shomer ma milaylo, the watchman was going to be from night. So what does the pasuk mean to say? In other words, the Rashi said, Shomer ma milaylo means, ma dova mosa keitagulo, milaylo ze, when will come the end of this night of this golus? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Oysay ha malach hamamuna ala ruchais, the Malach that's appointed over the Ruchas, over the Neshamais, Duma Shemai, his name is Duma. So in this capsule called a Ruchas, it's a Duma, all the Neshamas came to Duma. Omrullah, they said to him, Shomer ma milaylo, Shomer ma milaylo, like watchman, what's going to be, when's going to come the end of this Golis? So Omar, he said, Shomer, Shomer, the watchman said, Osa boike v'gam lailo, it became daytime, it's still night, in Tavoyun Boyov. If you really want, show it. Shuvu, return, also then will come. What does that mean to say? That Rashi says, also b'ki b'tzmiya. So also Rashi says, Kachom Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, also b'ki gula tovoy. The redemption will come. But the gam laila, but right now it's dark. Avo metchila tia golus harbe. First has to be a lot of a golus before there be the gula. But in Tavoyim Rashi says, I mean, Tavak Shuli Gol, if you really want to have a redeem, if you really want to have the Mashiach, Boyev means Big Shurachmim, Esa Kodesh Baruch Hu, beg for mercy. And Shuvu, Rashi's B'Tshuva, come back into Tshuva, for Yosul Gula, and then the gula will come. So the Pesach says, Avolu Tzion Goyel, Ulushar HaFesh of Yaakov, that the way of the Mashiach, the gula will come, is the Kriyas Ados, the Tshuva. Tana we learned Mishum Rabbi Papayas. Genai Yulu Chizkiyo Visayos was a big Genai to Chizkiyo and his group. Shloi Omri Rishira, the fact that they did not say Shira to Hashem, at Sheposchor, till the earth had opened up its mouth, the Yomim had to say Shira. Shinema, the Pesach says, Mikna Foretz, Zemiros, Shemana Tzvila Tzadik. From the ends of the earth, we heard singing back to Hashem. Tiyotze b'dav, a type of another sentence, a statement like this is said. The Pesach says, Vayoyme Yisroi Boruch Hashem Asher Tzalechem. That Yisro said, Boruch Hashem, he's praising Hashem, that Hashem saved Klal Yisrael. So Tana was learned, Mishum Rabbi Papayas, Kinayu l'maisha v'shishin ribuyim was a genai for maisha in the 60 ribuyim. Shiloi omru baruch. They did not say baruch Hashem. Ad shebo yisru v'yama baruch Hashem. Until Yisru, he was the first one to say baruch Hashem. The first one is the question, like, the other tzaddikim that really that gave praise back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, the whole client says, so that's Yashir. So what's the sach of baruch? What's so special about baruch? The same thing from the Kotzka that said that the pshat from the mind of Yisrael was true. If Hashem does something good to you, so you go and praise back Hashem. But here the good was not done to Yisrael. Yisrael like was a ger. Hashem did good to Klai Yisrael. Yisrael was able to see the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu did good to somebody else, and he praised Hashem for the fact that Hashem did good to somebody else. That's a great madriga. If you see that Hashem is doing good to somebody else, for that, you should go and praise Hashem. You should be happy that Hashem is doing good to somebody else. That was the midah of Yisro. That was Baruch Hashem. And the pasuk says, "Vayichad Yisroi." Yisro became was happy, but still it says lashon of chad sharp. So what's lashon of sharpness mean? So Rav Shmuel is a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Shehevi Cherev Chodo Al Basaroi. He took a sharp knife that went over his flesh. So Rashi says it means like he was so happy that he became a ger, he made a bris milah, who was mezgayer through milah. But Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no, shenaseh chidudim chidudim kol b'sarai. His whole flesh that became full of needles. In other words, it bothered him a little bit, the fact that we're talking bad about the goyim, as he was a goy before, so he felt bad about that. Rashi says, meitzim yoyed al ma'polis mitzrayim, he felt bad for the downfall of the mitzrayim. And therefore, Omar Rav says, "Haynu b'yamri yinshid." This is what people say: "Giyur, if you have a giyuris, ad asora dori le'tavazei amoy kamei, to not embarrass a guy in front of him." Because even though he's a Jew now, but still he'll feel bad for the goyim just what since he was that way before. Then the pasuk says, "Another pasuk in Yeshayo and Yud, lochein yishalach chodon Hashem tzavokos b'mishmanof rozen." Hashem will send a fat one and Rosin a lean one. So my, what does the pasuk mean? The mishman of Rosin, a fat one with the lean one. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yovo Chizkiyo Yichizkiyo Nevshikom Chizkiyo HaMelech Sheyesh Loi Shemoy Nesheinus. He has 8 names to him. For Yifri should pay back, he should give punishment from Sancheriv. Sheyesh Loi Shemoy Nesheinus. He also has 8 names. Chizkiyahu, what are the 8 names of Chizkiyahu? But Chizkiyahu, the pasuk says, Chizkiyahu in Shoyahu, it says, Kiyeled yulad lonu, child was born to us, and then nitan lonu, a son was given to us, v'ati ha-misro al shichmoi, v'ayikro shmoi peleyoyitz, he called his name peleyoyitz, el gibo is mighty strong, avi ad, he'll be a father forever, sar sholem. These are the 8 names of who's called. For the Gemara, Ivoika Chizkiyo is the main name, we call him Chizkiyo. So Moshe says, no, that wasn't his main name. That was just Shechosku Ko, that Kosh Baruch Hu gave him strength. Tovrach, another pshat is Chizkiyo, Shechizek as Yisrael Avim Shepashamayim. Chizkiyo was the one that gave Chizek to Klai Yisrael. Like in his times, everybody was learning Torah, he was a Melech, and he himself learned Torah with tremendous Asmodom. And since he did it, everybody else followed him. That's what we know before. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted he should be the Melech HaMashiach. Because at his times, everybody was learning Torah. Everybody from Midon via Beersheba was Boki in Elochis and in Gemara. So that's the Pshat. He was Mechazek Yisrael Levin Shebashamayim. Now, Sancheriv, where are the 8 names of Sancheriv? Sancheriv, the Chesed Berefes says by him, Tiglas, Peleser, Panoser, Shamnoser, Pul, Sogun, Asnapir Rabba. Fiakiri, a big one and an important one. For the Morai, the Ika Sancheriv, that is the word Sancheriv, his talk was arguments. That's what Sancheriv means. His Sichosa, the speech he had, was always in arguments. Tavrach, another pshat is, Shasach, he spoke, Fenicha Dvorm Kapimala, he spoke like not nice, he threw bad words against Hashem. Omer Rabbi Yechidon, Mifnei Ma Zocho Isa Rosh L'Kroisa Yasnapir Rabov Yekira. How come Sancher B'Zochet have this name? He's a Snapir Rabov Yekira, a big one and an important one. That's a nice name. So myself, Mifnei Shalei Sipe B'Gnusha Shleretz Yisrael. Because I call upon him, he did not speak bad about Eretz Yisrael. Shneim the Pesach says, Ad Bei V'Lekach Yeschem Al Eretz Kiyatzchem. I'm going to take you out of Eretz Yisrael, and I'll bring you to another new land, like your land. So he did not speak bad inside the land, he's going to take him above all. Is it going to be better than Eretz Yisrael? He just says it's going to be like your land. But since he didn't speak bad about Eretz Yisrael, that's why they gave him this name. Now, Rav Shmuel, the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Chadam one says, Melech Pikei Choya, Sancheriv was a wise king. For Chadam one says, one said, no, Melech Tipeshoy, he was a foolish king. Leman Diyom a Melech Pikei Choya, behold, he was a smart king. I Aminu Lu Adifa Miyareichel, because if he would have said that the land he's taken you is better than Eretz Yisrael, Ormu they would say, Kama Shakras, you're lying, if you can't be better than our land. Therefore, he did not want to say it was better. He just said it's the same. Rashi says, "Shrei Eretz Mulei Menu." There's nothing better than Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, he was smart what he told him. Oman diyam emelach tipeshay, the one that says no. Sancheriv was a fool because in came of so my revusei. Like, what is he gaining by telling me I want to take him to a land just like your land? So why should he want to leave? But if he wanted to get them to leave, he should have told them, I'm taking you to a land that's better than your land. But just by saying, I'm taking you to a land that's like your land, so why should they want to leave? They should have said, what do we have to gain? So it was a foolish statement. Having more says, La'ichin Igli, to where did Sancheriv take the Eden? Where did he take him? As she says, Sancheriv La'seres Hashrotim, that Sancheriv was put into exile, the 10 Shvotim, Tichsiv Yenichem, Becholos, Rechiba, Noah, Goetz. So where did he take the 10 Shvotim? So, Mahazutru Oma, Liyafrika. Took them to Africa. For Bechanin Oma, Lahar, Solub. That's where he took him. Now, Avu Yisrael, Bekla Yisrael themselves, is Sipu B'gnusha Shlaz Yisrael. They spoke not nice about Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Avu Yisrael, Ki Agalinu Sancheriv, when Sancheriv put them into Golis, Sipu B'gnusha Shlaz, they spoke better about Eretz Yisrael. Ki Mot Yerisim Mokum Shoshomu Shush, when they went to this place, they took them to this called Shush, Omu, they said, Shav Yili Aryan, it's like Eretz Yisrael. So Mo says, that Ki Mot Shush, when they came to the land of Shush, where Sancheriv brought them to, Omu, they said, Shav Yili Aryan, it's just like our land, so it's not nice, Eretz Yisrael was better, they shouldn't have said this land is like Eretz Yisrael. Kimoti Almin, Almin, when it came to Almin, this city, Almin, they said, Almin, Ki Amru Ki Almin, they said, our land is like Almin. Kimoti Shushitre, when it came to this city, Shushitre, Almin, they said, Al-Khatrain, that this land is doubly as good as Eretz Yisrael. So kids said, they did not speak so nice about Eretz Yisrael. Then the prophet says in Yishayo, for Tachas Kvoidoi, and under his cup is respect, Yikoi Ki Yikod Eish, there'll be a burning of fire. So what does the pasuk mean? Amar of Yechanan, Tachas Kvoidai for like Kvoidi Mamish. It means under his covered, but not his covered Mamish. So Rashi says, what I mean to say is not the goof and not the neshama, but the clothing was burnt up, but not the body itself. And he knows that the Kvoidai Mamish is the goof and the neshama. Tachas Kvoidai means the clothing. And if you order Rabbi Yechanan like Rabbi Yechanan, Kori Lamane Mechab Doisai, if he called his clothing Mechab Doisai. Like his clothing is what gives him respect. But Rezavai Mer, Tachas Kvodi Mamishno, under the covered Mamish got burnt up. What does that mean? Kisreifas Benyan, just like Benyan was burnt up. Ma Lahalan Sreifas Neshama Vuguf Kaim, the Neshama was burnt up, but the Guf is Kaim. Izaaf Kani Roso, Sreifas Neshama Vuguf Kaim, the Neshama was burnt up, but the Guf was Kaim. Tona we learned Mishmet Rabbi Shua ben Korcho. Paroi Shechirev Biyatzman Yifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Paro himself that cursed Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back himself. Yeah, Paro Shechirev Biyatzman Yifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimeno Biyatzman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back his punishment himself. San cherif shechirif, aidei shliach, san cherif la krost Hashem, of two.